Welcome to Wealth Builders with your host, Anthony Kangemi, brought to you by Crescent City Retirement Group, the show that's all about helping you grow, protect, and secure your financial future. From Social Security maximization and strategic 401k and IRA planning to tips on life insurance, Medicare, and annuities, Anthony and the team at Crescent City Retirement Group have the tools you need to help set you up for a successful retirement. It's time to take control of your financial future. Now here's your host, the trusted voice in retirement planning, Anthony Kangemi.
All right, welcome to another show of Wealth Builders. My name's Anthony Kangemi, and we really, really thank you so much for joining us this morning. I have our fabulous co-host, Mr. Tony Shore, with us as we do every Sunday morning. Tony, we're so appreciative of you on this show and helping make the show. And really, you know, we owe so much to you as it relates to the success of our show. So thank you so much for being here, Tony.
Oh, that's kind of you to say, but this is your show, Anthony, and you bring the wisdom. But I like to have fun each show talking to our listeners out there. And I know you and I both enjoy hearing from the listeners. We love talking to folks out there and viewers on the YouTube channel. So that's good. And you've got a lot going on this summer. You're doing a lot of big campaigns. You've got a lot of educational material and events for our listeners and viewers out there. And today we're going to be talking about some of that. You know, we're headed into the nice time of year. And I think you've got a great, great plan for our listeners today. The 2026 Retirement and Savings Guide. And that's why today I'm going to ask you, Anthony, about how people out there can plan for their retirement and savings success. It's one thing, oh, I've got a plan, I've got a 401k. No, you want to plan for long-term success and have an overall written plan that encompasses everything. We'll talk about what that entails, and we'll talk about how our listeners can do that and what the steps are that they should be taking, depending on where they're at in the journey, right? So first, though, I have to ask, how are you? How are the boys doing? Have you been busy there at the office? Have you been spending time with the family?
All of the above. They're just off of Easter break, and so the two younger ones are back in school. Everybody's doing good, you know? They really are. We're blessed with good health and you know, all the kids are doing really well. They all, I tell you, Tony, the four boys, and they're all so, so different. My goodness, how different they are. Same parents, same, you know, upbringing. And they're just all so different. So it just really reminds me of, you know, we're all individuals, you know, and we all have our likes and dislikes and personalities and everything. And, you know, I see that it's so evident with my four boys, right? I mean, I can say, how can Anthony, my oldest, be so different than Chris, and Chris so different than Daniel, and Sam is there? You know, they're just all so different. It really kind of reminds me of our own clients in that, you know, even though retirement planning or the pillars of a retirement plan or let's say interchangeable in terms of people, but specifically everybody's situation's a little different and everybody's goals are different. You know, when I think about the pillars of a retirement plan, estate planning, legacy planning, healthcare, investments, income planning, taxes, you know, of course, those foundational pieces are universal, but yeah, within each one of those pieces, it can become so unique to just that family and just that individual situation. So I would just, you know, I mean, at the end of it, I would just encourage, you know, our listeners to recognize that, yes, the principles, the pillars of a financial plan or retirement plan are, yes, the same, interchangeable. The specifics of each plan and what's important to you is what's really needs to be addressed. That's why that customization, Tony, and really personalized retirement plans, you know, in our view, are just so, so important.
The customization is a big part of this. And I think that's a big part of it, because if you look at that guide that you have, and our listeners will tell you later in the show how you can get your own copy, there's no charge for that. No obligation. There are so many aspects to a plan, and there are so many different types of accounts. You have your traditional IRA, your Roth, your SEP, simple, solo, profit sharing, thrift savings, or TSP for government workers out there, the 403B, defined benefits, and then you have health savings accounts. So the guide shows, tells you what each one of those does, but beyond that, you have to have the plan. And how are you going to save is a big part of this. We need to look at how we align our savings with our goals, and everybody's goals are different, and that's what you got to there. So, Anthony, one of the first things you do when you meet with people, and one of the first things people need to do is, what are my goals? What is my timeline, right? Or time horizon?
Absolutely, Tony. Time horizon, you know, how far out are we? Are you a year away from retirement? Are you 5 years away? Are you 10 years away? All that matters. Time horizon matters. Yeah. Some, you know, people come, especially from our radio show as well, that are already retired. So they're actually in retirement. So where you're at in the stage of retirement certainly does matter a lot. It matters based on, you mentioned all of these various retirement accounts, Roth IRAs, traditional IRAs, 401ks, solo 401ks, Roth 401ks. So tax implications, what's the tax strategy while we're accumulating assets versus the tax strategy when we're distributing those assets, and what the time horizon is between the accumulation phase and the distribution phase. Yes, it matters. And that's why, you know, everybody's situation is going to be different. Unless you're the same age and make the exact same amount of money and have the exact same family dynamics and everybody's going to retire at the exact same time, well, then maybe it would be a cookie cutter approach. But outside of that, it really needs to be personalized and customized retirement planning so you can get the most bang for your buck, right?
Right.
As it relates to taxes and distributions and overall success in retirement.
For sure. And that's what we're talking about. And that's the importance of planning right there. And you've talked a lot about the pillars of a plan, which go into retirement savings. But there are, this guide will show, there are so many different options and they have so many different rules and regulations, Anthony. When somebody comes to you, you have to find out what they have. And they might have a TSP, or they might have a 403B. They might have a 401k. Maybe they have a Roth. But maybe what they have, it isn't going to carry them through. A lot of people think, well, I've got my 401k. That's what I'll have in retirement for income. But how do you turn a 401k into income? And you probably shouldn't leave it all in a 401k or all in a traditional IRA, right? You should do other things with it too, right?
Yeah, absolutely, Tony. So people will have a 401k, which we, you know, when your company offers a 401k, and especially if there's some type of a match to the 401k, we are the very first ones to say, take advantage of that. Take advantage of the match for sure. And depending on whether you should be in a traditional 401k or a Roth 401k is going to determine your tax strategy, right? Does it make more sense to take the tax deduction now, or within the Roth strategy, you don't get the tax deduction now, but then of course it's going to be tax-free income later. So this whole time horizon and tax implications between the accumulation phase and the distribution phase really can make a world of difference if you dial that in and get it right. And that's really what our objective is, Tony, is to really look, take a good inventory of the accounts that are there, how these accounts work, what the matches are, what the individual client's tax implications are, and how it all works together. And what you find, Tony, when you, well, you know yourself, we talk a lot about Social Security planning. We have a you know, I would say a state-of-the-art Social Security maximization report.
Oh, it's so good.
It's so, good. What is that? It's just a foundational report that allows us to draw in the Social Security strategies that are available, right? Depending on the client and how much they put in and if they're married and what is the Social Security strategy to maximize your Social Security planning, right? And it uses life expectancy as a benchmark. But the point is, even in that Social Security strategy report, it gives you this optimization strategy. And, you know, we look at many Social Security reports where the optimized strategy versus the worst strategy based on life expectancy, right? Apples to apples comparison can be hundreds of thousands of dollars, right? Difference between the optimized strategy and the worst strategy. Just looking at life expectancy, comparing the same, you know, everybody lives and dies at the same time, hundreds of thousands of dollars different. Yep. So that's just an example of why each spoke on the wheel and Social Security being one of those spokes, we want to maximize each area of the retirement plan so we can really, you know, utilize, if you will, all of the pieces at their to your advantage.
Yeah, I mean, and again, you start with the knowns. You start with, okay, what are your goals? What is your personal time frame? And then you look at, okay, let's look at what you have. Let's start with Social Security. You can figure out what your Social Security is going to be. You can figure out, okay, if I file here, and that report's going to help. And Anthony, you're going to help people find their sweet spot. And for our listeners and viewers, again, no charge on the report. You guys will do that for people. It's part of the planning process. I love that. And they can get this retirement and savings guide. And so before we go on, I want to let listeners know to get the guide, all they have to do is call the office. And let them know, hey, I want that retirement savings guide. You can get that emailed to you. But the way to get all the information and the reports run and a plan, get that no charge, no obligation consultation is to call and set up that consultation and mention you heard about it on the radio show, mention you heard about it on Wealth Builders, whether it was on a podcast platform, on the radio, or on YouTube. Mention that. And what's that number they can call, Anthony?
Yeah, absolutely. So just call 504-828-2171. That's our local office number here in Metairie, 504-828-2171. And just ask for the retirement planning guide that Tony and I are speaking about. It's really, a wealth of information to be able to utilize practical retirement plans, exactly what the contribution limits are and what it all means to your overall retirement. It's a really an incredible report, and we want to provide it to our listeners. Just call 504-828-2171 and we'll make sure we get a copy right to you.
Now, we're talking about how to align your retirement with your personal goals. You want to start with Social Security. And people's question to you, Anthony, the biggest thing they ask you is, how much do I need? You know, how much am I going to need? Do I have enough to last throughout retirement? And, as our buddy always used to say, you don't want your bank account to hit zero before your blood pressure hits zero, right? Yeah. You want to have some money. You want to make it through retirement. And the way to do that, no matter how much or how little you have, you have to have a plan in place, and you want to have your money properly allocated, and just leaving it in a 401k or a traditional is not necessarily the end all be all, because there's different buckets. And you've talked about that. You don't want all your eggs in one basket. And now people have opportunities at employers or through IRAs to do a Roth, right? And you've helped people do a lot of people do Roth conversions. Why is that? Why is that a big part of this? Why don't I just leave it in a 401k? Why do I convert it over?
Right. It's really about the tax implications, right?
Sure.
So when you were putting into your 401k or your traditional IRA, you were getting the tax break when you were putting the money in, right? but it grows tax deferred. And then when the money comes out, Uncle Sam's looking for his part. So we have to pay taxes on the money, right? We have to pay taxes on the money we put in, and we have to pay taxes on the gains on your traditional IRA and your 401k, because you got the tax break when you put it in, but now you got to pay Uncle Sam when you pull it out.
Right.
So when we're building this retirement distribution strategy, and you're utilizing income from Social Security and from investments, you're looking at the tax brackets and you're looking and saying, hey, what tax bracket am I in and how much room do I have in that particular tax bracket? Because we know all this retirement money's got to be taxed. The question is, at what rate? So just like you wanted tax benefits when you put the money in, you're looking for tax benefits now to take the money out. So the distribution strategy is a strategic way to pull money out in the most tax favorable way. The reason why people do Roth conversions in retirement is because they know this retirement money has got to be taxed at some rate. And we know tax rates are not going to go down any further. They're already at a historic low, right? We also know that when this money passes on to our heirs, they're going to have to pay taxes at their tax rate. So taking those Roth conversions and peeling that money off strategically over time, getting Uncle Sam out of the way for his tax bite, yep, and then putting it into the Roth and letting all that money grow tax-free now for your benefit and for your heirs. So really, Tony, again, like we said in the beginning, there's really two phases to this financial life. We have the accumulation phase where we're putting money in, right? We're working and we're saving and we're working and we're saving. And then we get into the distribution phase where we're not presumably working and saving anymore. We're not putting money in. We're taking money out. So just thinking, hey, I've got to put money in and I'm going to save and I need to have $1 million to retire. That's the one frame of reference. Once you're retired, now you got to figure out how to take the money out in the most tax efficient way. And so, you know, Tony, at the end of it, I mean, we want to do a great Social Security strategy. We want all the spokes on the wheel to be as efficient as they can be. The Social Security strategy, the investment strategy, the tax strategy, the income strategy has to be efficient. And it's those little piece here and piece there and clean this area up. And when you pull it all together and you really look at an overall plan, or an income plan, a tax strategy, and an estate plan, how things are going to pass on.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you're easily talking about hundreds of thousands of dollars difference between a poorly planned retirement and one that really, you know, dials all aspects in. And, you know, again, that's what we do. You know, I mean, that's our wheelhouse here as retirement planners. You know, we want to capitalize on the, you know, the things that are available for our clients so we can make the retirement all it can be.
Yeah. Make your retirement all it can be. And the funny thing is about this, you know, retirement planning and savings guide, you look over all these accounts and the majority of retirement accounts, especially up until recently, they're all tax deferred, and people get excited because it reduces their taxable income right now for this year. But you're in your working years and taxes are historically low right now. You'd be financially better off if you could swing it, pay the taxes on the money now and get it into a tax-free bucket, because all that growth, that compounding interest, do you want to pay taxes on the smaller amount now or the larger amount when you're in retirement? I don't think, Anthony, people don't realize that your traditional IRA, 401k, traditional retirement accounts. Those are joint accounts with Uncle Sam. So many people think, I've got $500,000 in my 401k. No, you don't. You've got about 30% less than that. Well, what do you mean? Yeah. If you wanted to take that money out, even in retirement, when you take that money out, 30% of it's gone. It has to go to Uncle Sam.
Right.
It's a joint account. So, you know, I know you have a lot of strategies depending on people's situation to get some of that money into. You want growth, but you also want a tax-free bucket. That's so important, isn't it?
You know, absolutely, Tony. You know, Ed Slott, who is probably like the advisor's advisor as it relates to taxes and Roths, wrote a book. It was a New York Times bestseller. It was many years ago. And the name of the book was The Tax Time Bomb, you know, by Ed Slott. And it was a New York Times bestseller for many years. And in his book, The Tax Time Bomb, you know, it made me think about it with your analogy there. He had an analogy of a farmer. And he was talking about, you know, the farmer and planting seed and having harvest. And he said, and he was making this analogy with Roth IRAs. He said, if you were a farmer and you were paying taxes, right, like farmers would you rather pay taxes on the seed or the harvest?
Right.
So the seed, you're going to be a lot less tax implication on the seed, right? But then when all the harvest and all the crops grow and everything else, is going to be a lot more money, right? And we're going to have a lot more taxes to pay. Well, that's the difference between a traditional IRA and a Roth IRA. With a traditional IRA, you don't pay taxes on the seed, but then all the growth is taxable. The seed yep. money was taxable and the growth is taxable. With the Roth, you don't get the tax break. So you don't get the tax break on the seed, but then the harvest, the growth is all tax free. So, I know that, you know, people scratch their head and say, well, what's better for me or how should I set this up? You know, and really the tools are there. You know, the tools are there. You have the retirement planning tools. They're all available. Like you say, we have this report that we want to send that lists every retirement tool in the book that's available to you. We want to send that to you. And so you can see what's out there. So you can see what's available. And then it's a matter of utilizing the appropriate tool for the job. If we want to, you know, hang a picture, you know, we're going to need a hammer. We don't need a screwdriver. And so we just need to use the appropriate tool for the job that's being accomplished.
Yeah. My dad always said, Anthony, he always told me, he goes, son, when all you have is a hammer, everything looks like a nail. that's not great. You know, you go to some insurance only person and, hey, what can I do for retirement? They have one solution, an insurance product, right? Or you go to somebody who's just a stockbroker or into stocks or into investing. They have one answer. All they have is a hammer, and the answer is that hammer, and that hammer is investment. And there's nothing wrong with, circumstance, an annuity might be the perfect option for you. In another circumstance, you need growth, so investments are good. But you don't want all your eggs in one basket.
No.
And you want to work with a trusted financial professional who's a fiduciary who's going to look out for your best interests and say, no, this product is way wrong for you. You know, somebody should not have sold you this or got you into this. Let's, change that. Or maybe you have everything in just a few stocks. It's like, you got to have diversity. You got to have balance. And that's where you come in. That's where the guide comes in to help you understand what you have. That's what the 2026 Retirement and Savings Guide does. And the Social Security Maximization Report helps you get a good, strong, solid start. So in order to get all that in place, before we go today, Anthony, let our listeners know, how can they do that?
Absolutely. So a couple of ways. One, go to our website, CrescentCityRetirement.com. All of these past shows, this show is all archived on the site. You can download the guide there. You can request the guide there, and then we will send it directly to you. If you just simply go to CrescentCityRetirement.com or kind of the old fashioned way, pick up the phone, which, you know, I prefer is our phone number, 504-828-2171. Just give us a call. And if you have any questions, any retirement related questions that you just want answered, and you say, you know, I want to know more about Social Security or Medicare or estate planning or our income plan or some tax questions, any question at all, pick up the phone and call us, 504-828-2171. We're here to help, and you know, we're happy to take your call. So we appreciate you listening today. We really we appreciate you know, our radio community, and we look forward to seeing you again next Sunday at 11.
Listeners, that does it for today's episode of Wealth Builders with our host, Anthony Congemi.
Thank you for listening to Wealth Builders. Don't pay too much for taxes or retire without a sound income plan. For more information, please contact Anthony Congemi at Crescent City Retirement Group by calling 504-828-2171 or visiting them online at CrescentCityRetirement.com.
Fee-based financial planning and investment advisory services are offered by Crescent City Retirement Group, LLC, a registered investment advisor in the state of Louisiana. Insurance products and services are offered through Crescent City Insurance Group, LLC. Crescent City Retirement Group, LLC, and Crescent City Insurance Group, LLC are affiliated companies.
All matters discussed during the show are for informational purposes only. Each individual situation may vary, and the opinions expressed here may not apply to everyone. Materials presented are believed to be from reliable sources, and no representations can be made as to its accuracy. All ideas and information should be discussed in detail with one of our qualified representatives prior to implementation. We are not affiliated with or endorsed by the Social Security Administration, the Federal Medicare Program, or any other government agency. Calling this number will direct you to a licensed sales agent.